英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Monday, it's good afternoon.
这样一个晴朗的周一呢，我们带给大家一篇非常简单的文章，也非常的不用动脑筋，非常轻松 relax, 但是 delightful.
Just relax, sit back and study. Okay, so this story is a bit short and a bit simple, but it does contain a lot of vocabulary that is really often used in fairy tales.
对，那从这周开始呢，我们也会陆陆续续的为大家哈带来一个新的方式和新的专辑吧，应该可以说，我们为大家介绍一些美国中小学的课外阅读篇目。
Yeah, it's a story that is often taught in middle schools in America. It's written by Laura E. Richards. And like in every fairy tale, it really contains a clear morality.
嗯，因为咱们学外语啊哈的这个现在的这个语言水平呢，可能跟这个 native speakers 的这个中学生啊，初中生和高中生的水平差不多。
Mm-hmm.
所以他们的阅读材料，他们在读什么，他们的课堂上呢，选取哪样的文章做这个 classroom discussion 啊，课堂讨论，他们怎么来利用这个阅读材料呢？咱们可以去了解一下，学习一下。所以朱迪老师专门在网站上给我们找来了这么一些很有趣的啊好玩的文章，我们就放在美文专辑里和大家一起来共享。
Actually, in middle school in Holland, we also did that. We used to, read a story, and then we had to analyze the story. Like, what does the writer want to explain to us with this story? Or what does the writer want to teach us? What, how do we feel about the story? And what do we think we should do with it?
Reading 啊，是我们一项重要的学习。
Yeah.
Reading 啊 ,listening 啊，这些都是重要的学习。
Yeah. Yeah, by reading a story, you don't only learn a language, for example, or just relax. You also can learn a lot of other things from stories.
对，在阅读当中呢，啊，从小就要开始阅读。你看咱们的语文课，啊，中国人的语文课里，从小我们就要知道说，哦，这篇文章的中心思想是什么，它的 general idea 是什么。
Yeah.
啊，作者想要表达的内容是什么，它字里行间又涵盖了哪些，比如说隐而未说的一些含义等等。
Yeah, I'm always so bad at it, like finding the main thought in a story, because to me, all the sentences are important, and in every sentence I see some clue that might be a lesson or something. Then I'm, yeah, writing summaries, for example, like, 缩写. Oh, it's definitely not my strongest point.
而且阅读呢，也是对于我们的思维方式和思维能力的一个训练了。
Mm-hmm.
像你看，像这个美国的中小学的课堂，他们会读什么文章呢？我们非常好奇啊。那就先从今天的这一篇开始来了解吧。标题呢叫做
The Coming of the King.
很简单，国王的到来。Mm-hmm. The Coming of the King. 说到 King,大家可能想到的是 long long time ago 发生的事情。
Yeah, this story happened a long long time ago, once upon a time.
其实如果你说它是一个古老的故事呢，可能也是，但是你说它要是是一个现代的故事呢，我觉得也能算。
Yeah, definitely, like if you would make this story into a modern setting, like you would call the king, I don't know, president or something, or Yeah, I don't know, minister of blah 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 affairs, then, yeah, it could count.
这个故事讲的是什么呢？它是一个非常愉悦的，带着哲理的小故事。就说听说国王呢，即将经过一个 little town, 啊 small town,、mm-hmm. 小镇。当地的孩子们呢，就决定把他们玩耍的这个 playground 给它打扫干净。
Yeah, they decided to clean their playground and decorate it with all kinds of beautiful flowers and garlands and everything. Why?Because the herald said that a king was going to come to the village, so the children were like, oh, we better, like, make a good impression on the king, so we better just clean up our playground and make sure everything is tidy, because that's probably what the king is used to, right?
对，他们说，呦，国王要来我们这儿了，那肯定要，可能万一要是看见我们这个小游乐场呢，咱们还得给他整理干净啊。
Mm-hmm.
所以他们就认认真真的啊，充满干劲儿的给他整理了一新，翘首以待国王的到来。结果谁来了呢?
Just some mysterious stranger wearing like ruffy clothes and not really looking as if he was having a lot of money. He just passed by and asked the children if he could have a rest in their beautiful playground because it was so nice.
对了,就是来了一个非常疲惫的旅客,一个旅人。
Yeah. Yeah. And the children of course said, of course!
孩子们非常的热情好客，说行了，你想到我们这儿来歇歇脚没问题，我们刚好已经打扫干净了，
嗯，
那不如就邀请您过来吧。孩子们非常的热情，非常的愉快，和大家一起互动玩耍呀，还给他介绍这个介绍那个，你看这是我们这里玩这个，我们那儿玩那个，
嗯，
然后这个旅人就焕然一新啊，然后就继续上路。其实是一个很美好的故事，但大家想知道这个故事想传递一个什么意思呢？哎
Let's find it out.
好，让我们有请出 Nick 老师来为我们朗读今天的美文。
The Coming of the King by Laura E. Richards. Some children were at play in their playground one day when a heraldrode through the town, blowing a trumpet and crying aloud, bum, 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 the king passes by this road today, bum, 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 make ready for the king. Every afternoon, as they were coming from school, the children used to go and play in the giant's garden. The children stopped their play and looked at one another.
Did you hear that? They said. The king is coming. He may look over the wall and see our playground. Who knows? We must put it in order.
好，这是第一段哈，大家可以感受一下这篇文章的语言 easy, 简单简单。啊，成年人呢可以把这个故事讲给自己的孩子听，也可以作为 bedtime story, 睡前故事。
It's a great bedtime story, I'd say. Some children...were at play in their playground one day, when a herald rode through the town, blowing a trumpet and crying aloud, the king passes by this road today, make ready for the king.
一些孩子们 some children, were at play. 我们来看这个短语 be at play 的意思是
to play.
就是玩耍。
Yeah, just to play. If you are at play, you areplaying at the moment of speaking.、
那它就是 playing 的意思了。
Yes, indeed, indeed.
你看我们平时都用 was playing, 可是人家作者呢就会用什么 were at play.
Yeah,
很生动。用一个小介词加上 play 的搭配。At play 就是正在玩耍的状态。那我说 at work.
Yeah, you can also say that.
Working 不就是正在工作的意思吗？
But it sounds more, I don't know.More polite or something, more official if you say, I was at play.
好像是哈、mm-hmm. 啊、我在玩，我没有说我在玩，我说我没说我在耍，我说我在玩耍。是这个意思吗？
Exactly, it's a bit like that feeling indeed.
好 at play, in their
playground.
你们小时候有没有过 playground? 不要告诉我们你们是没有 playground 的童年。
Oh, if you did not have that, that is a bit...悲惨
A bit sad. Playground 是我们的
It's the place you play at, the place you play football at, the place that you do tag, the place that you run around as a kid and fall and like
小时候随便玩的地方、
yeah.
乱疯乱跑的地方
That's the fun about children, they find their playground literally everywhere
对孩子在哪儿都能玩是吧
yeah, yeah.
哪里都是我们的游乐场
anywhere, anywhere.
所以我们还是把它翻译为游乐场会比较好玩一些啊、
mm-hmm.
Playground one day 好这是这个场景设定了这个时候来人了一个
Herald
H-E-R-A-L-D 来我们跟着美国的小朋友们一起来学单词啊 Herald 就是 传令官
Yeah, it's someone who in the past who would always like go to places to give an official notice. I mean, they didn't have Wi-Fi at the time, right? Or even newspapers, they didn't have either. So if the king or emperor or whatever had a very important message for the entire population of his country, he would send out the heralds and they would go everywhere on their horse and toTell the message of the king to people.
其实就是骑着马的传令官啊、mm-hmm. 就是报信儿的哈。好 ,road 呢是 ride, R-I-D-E 的过去式。Road through, 就是骑着什么什么穿过这个小镇了。骑着马呢就穿过小镇了。他肯定要说一些什么呢叫 blowing a
trumpet.
来吹着喇叭叫 blow a trumpet. 学新单词哦。
Yeah. and crying aloud.
好 ,trumpet, T-R-U-M-P-E-R, 哈 crying aloud, 是不是大声的哭着呢？不是的，是大声的叫喊着。
The king passes by this road today.
注意了，注意了，国王今天要经过这条路。各单位注意。
Make ready for the king.
大家各单位做好准备，做好准备。Make ready for somebody or for something. 为什么事情做好准备。
Every afternoon, as they were coming from school, the children used to go and play in a giant's garden.
好，来说说孩子们的日常习惯了。每天傍晚放学之后呢 ,as they were coming from school,Coming from school, 就是从学校
yeah,
来
下课
放学了。
Mm-hmm.
The children used to do something. Used to, 就是常常习惯于做某事啊。
Yeah, every day they would do that, used to.
是不是读学生时候很幸福啊、
mm-hmm.
放了学以后还能够花园里玩是吧
?Yeah, that's what we
我记得我小时候也是。
Do, yeah.
那放了学以后都是在后花园跳橡皮筋呢。跳皮筋啊，踢毽子什么的。期末考试前被老师抓住了。
Oh, really?
被老师抓了个现行说什么时候了啊还在这疯跳皮筋呢。赶紧回去。
Wow.
就
I'm shocked.
对。就那个 就很狼狈的就回家了。啊第二天照样考得好。照样100分怎么了不能玩啊。好他们就 go and play in the giant's garden. Giant's garden, 伟人花园或巨人花园。
The children stopped their play and looked at one another.
孩子们听到这个信息以后呢就停止了玩耍。Stop their play and look at one another. 互相看了看对方。
Did you hear that? They said.
有人就说听到了吗你听到了吗
The king is coming.
国王要来了。
He may look over the wall and see our playground.
他有可能Look over the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he would, like, try to see over the wall. Like, he would step on something and, like, see what's behind the wall.
Look over, 就是看啊，看过去，从墙的上方看过来，然后就看到了我们的 see our playground. 你看，他万一从围墙上方看到我们的游乐场
,Who knows?
谁知道呢？
We must put it in order.
好 ,put something in order. 把什么东西放得有顺序。
Yeah, to put something in order, that means to make something tidy, to clean up something.
对了 ,put something in order. 在家里也要把自己的家怎么样 ?put
yeah,
your...
Put your things in order.
哎 ,put your things in order. 什么东西都放好啊、
mm-hmm.
书放在书那儿是吧、
mm-hmm.
纸放在纸那儿。
Yeah,
是吧
I did that yesterday, so great.
是不是不错
Yeah, I put everything in order, and when I come home today, I'm going to be so happy that I did that.
Me too.
So good.
第二段
The playground was sadly dirty, and in the corners were scraps of paper and broken toys, for these were careless children. But now, one brought a hoe, and another a rake.And a third ran to fetch the wheelbarrow from behind the garden gate. They labored hard till at length all was clean and all was tidy. Now it is clean, they said. But we must make it pretty, too, for kings are used to fine things. Maybe he would not notice mere cleanliness.For he may have it all the time. Then one brought sweet rushes and strewed them on the ground. And others made garlands of oak leaves and pine tassels and hung them on the walls. And the littlest one pulled marigold buds and threw them all about the playground. To look like gold, he said.
The playground was sadly dirty.
哎呦，他们这个游乐园啊，其实还挺脏的哈。Sadly dirty.
Yeah, it looks very miserable.
玩嘛，你知道，很多时候有些什么
yeah,
什么 sand, muddy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, children don't really care about that so much.
对，游乐园玩沙啊，玩土是吧？玩泥巴的，到处都挺脏的。
And in the corners were scraps of paper and broken toys.
在角落里 ,in the corners, 到处都是那些 scrap. Scrap 是碎片。Yeah. Scrap of something, 什么东西的碎片。
Yeah, little pieces of something, scraps of something.、
大家一定要会 paraphrase 啊，就像那个朱莉老师说的，我告诉你一个 scrap 是碎片，你要用一个其他的词来解释，就是 little、
exactly.
pieces of something.
Yeah, scraps looks, it just sounds a bit more story-like than little pieces of. It's more like,A written language.
哎，是的哈。
Than a spoken language. It's not really 口语。
是什么的碎片呢？是 paper? 到处是纸啊，纸的纸屑。
Yeah, and broken toys.
还有破损的玩具，这不好哈。
For these were careless children.
哦，因为这些孩子们呢，都还挺粗心的。Careless children.
But now, one brought a hoe.
但是现在呢，一切大不同了。其中一个带来了 H-O-E， 知道是什么吗
？A hoe is a long stick with on the other end a tool that you can use to turn over ground, to turn over soil. Now you have to do that to get rid of weeds that grow there that are not supposed to grow there.
我们对这些词还挺陌生的，劳动用具。我想可能朱莉老师对这些词的中文也应该挺陌生的。
Yeah, I don't know the Chinese word for a hoe.
Hoe， 我们来看 hoe， H-O-E 是。锄头、
oh,
锄头接下来还有呢 another
a rake
来考考你的记忆力了 rake 是什么呢、
we still use that today so that makes a difference、a rake is a tool also used in the garden to gather leaves to gather things that are lying on the ground、so you drag it over the ground and it collects everything in a pile
耙子
exactly、
好还有谁呢？还有一个孩子。
And the third ran to fetch the wheelbarrow from behind the garden gate.
第三个呢，就跑过去 fetch， 就是推来了、拿来了、取来了。Wheelbarrow 是一个独轮的手推车。
Yeah, that is a sort of, I don't know, it's like a tub with one wheel and two handles that you use to carry heavy things with.
对，独轮车啊，看来他们的工具还挺齐全的。Behind the garden gate, 啊，从大门后呢推来了独轮车。要干嘛呀？开始干活了。
They labored hard till at length all was clean and tidy.
Labored, 这里做动词，辛勤劳作。他们劳动的可带劲儿了哈。Labored hard.
Yeah, they worked hard.
因为他们有一种 belief, 就是说他们相信可能万一国王看见了会很开心。
Yeah, and they were like, oh, we have to make everything tidy for the king, because otherwise he might be, yeah, disgusted out by seeing our playground.
Till at length 就是
After a while, after a long time.
一会儿一会儿功夫以后吧、啊、All was clean and tidy. 哇游乐场每一个角落都变得干干净净整整洁洁。
Now it is clean.They said,
啊，现在终于干净了。
But we must make it pretty too.
但是呢，虽然是干净了，我们还必须把这儿变得非常的漂亮。Make it pretty too.
For kings are used to fine things.
好，这里的 be used to 呢，就是什么呢？习惯于什么的事情了，就不是过去常常做某事了。Be used to something.Fine some things 就是那种什么美好的漂亮的食物啊，因为国王已经习惯于美好漂亮的食物了。
Maybe he would not notice mere cleanness, for he may have it all the time.
好，这句话什么意思
？Well, maybe he doesn't notice that we just clean up because, yeah, he has cleaned up spaces around him every day, so.Why would he say, oh, yeah, this place is so clean. He's so used to it. So they thought, okay, we have to do something extra that impresses him.
对了，好 ,notice 是注意到 ,mere 是仅仅的 ,cleanness 是干净。也许呢他不会注意到仅仅干净这些东西。为什么？因为国王天天都生活在干净的环境。
Yeah.
所以你的 clean 对他来说是正常的。For he may have it all the time. Have it. have the cleanest all the time.
Yeah, he was used to like living in a clean area, so he
in the
would
palace.
Not be, yeah, he would not be so impressed by just a clean playground.
所以他们就想办法呀，就说我们还要引起国王的注意嘛，所以我们还得布置一下。
Then, one brought sweet rushes and strewed them underground.
哦，有一个小孩呢，就带来了叫 sweet rushes.
Yeah, a rush is a plant that grows in water and is often used to make baskets. It's a green kind of plant.
一种草是吧
？Yeah.
啊
，Yeah.
是香甜的，香甜的叫做灯芯草带来了。同时呢 ，strew them on the ground.
Yeah.To cover everywhere. Like, if you strew something on the ground, you make sure it covers the ground entirely.
哦、oh, 就是撒和播的意思。
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. 它装饰嘛其实就是 decorate the ground.
Yeah, to decorate the ground.
很有创意啊 ,creative. 没有什么金银珠宝那就拿着野外的草、yeah. 拿过来布置一下这个整个的游乐场的场地哈撒上去还挺香的是吧、
mm-hmm. And others made garlands of oak leaves and pine tassels and hung them on the walls.
是不是有很多 new words, 同学们
Yeah, it's a lot of new words, but very nice words also. The words we use here, actually, you can use these a lot of times in like celebration settings.
Indeed. Garlands.
A garland is like a bow of flowers or some green branches you use to decorate gates, or you can wear a garland around your head, like girls often do in weddings.
花环、
mm-hmm.
那么 oak 呢是橡树叶、
yeah.
oak leaves, 橡树叶的花环、yeah. 和 pine
tassels.
Pine 是什么
A pine is a,
松树
Yeah, it's a tree, like a pine tree.A tassel, like a pine tassel, is from a pine cone. A pine tree has these pine cones on it, right? Like the things that squirrels eat from a pine tree, right?
有点像流苏啊，这个 tassel、
exactly.
叫松树穗儿吧，
exactly.
穗儿叶那种。
It's all decoration made of a pine cone.
你就可以想象一下，用这些花草树木来做装饰，还是很漂亮的。
Yeah.
Hung them 就是挂。把它们挂在了围墙上 ,hung them on the ground, 像一个 fairyland 一样。
Yeah, it looks a bit mysterious and a bit fairy tale-like, right?
很好这个很漂亮哈很有创意。
And the littlest one pulled marigold buds and threw them all about the playground.
好最小的一个呢同样是取了一些花草的原材料。Mm-hmm. 它是 pulled 就是什么也是拉拉。
Yeah, to pull, to pick.
好了这个叫什么
Marigold. Marigold buds. Marigold is a flower that is yellow goldish of color. So it's really pretty.
叫做金盏花也可以叫做万寿菊。
Mm-hmm.
好万寿菊的 buds 就是花蕾。
Yeah.
把这些万寿菊的花蕾呢也叫金盏花吧因为它颜色是很漂亮的。然后 threw them all about
the playground.
注意这个 about 的意思不是关于而是 everywhere, 到处的意思。
Yeah, if you, for example, walk about, then you walk everywhere, not really in a particular direction. If you just, yeah, rush about, then you are rushing to somewhere, but you're not sure like what for and what is your goal, etc.
这个 about 的用法呢其实要跟大家讲一下因为很多老外在问你说哎，你是从中国哪里来的呢他们会问你说 whereabouts in China are you from?
That's also a way you can use about. Whereabouts in China are you from?
是所以说如果我们不学这个单词的话老外就问这么简单一句话你打中国人哪来的我们可能都回答不了都听不懂是什么
It's very American though to say that. Whereabouts?
Whereabouts? 哪儿的意思 ?Abouts 的是东南西北到处哪儿的意思、uh-huh. 这儿一样 ,all about the playground, 这游乐场上到处都洒满了。
To look like gold, he said.
这颗小小的心脏呢是这么想的他说啊看上去就像洒满了金子一样、啊、,fields of gold, 洒满了金子一样。其实他说的没错、
mm-hmm.
因为这个花吧洒在地上就像是金子一样。
Yeah.Exactly.
同时我认为它的这个 gold 呢还有另外一层 hidden meaning, 是不是、
yes.
你想 palace, 皇宫 king, 是不是都跟 gold 相关啊
Yes, in the fairy tale, definitely so.
第三段。
When all was done, the playground was so beautiful that the children stood and looked at it and clapped their hands with pleasure.
Let us keep it always like this, said the littlest one.
And the others cried,
Yes, yes, that is what we'll do.
They waited all day for the coming of the king, but he never came. Only towards sunset, a man with travel-worn clothes and a kind, tired face passed along the road and stopped to look over the wall.
What a pleasant place, said the man. May I come in and rest, dear children?
The children brought him in gladly and set him on the seat that they had made out of an old cask. They had covered it with the old red cloak to make it look like a throne, and it made a very good one.
When all was done, the playground was so beautiful that the children stood and looked at it and clapped their hands with pleasure.
哎呀，你说这么劳动一下以后，布置布置自己的游乐场，就像我们在家里打扫清洁、
yeah.
布置自己的家一样啊，还是很快乐的。When all was done, 一切都完成了。The playground was so beautiful.
Yeah.
非常漂亮了已经。孩子们全都站在那儿，然后开始欣赏了。Look at it.
Yeah.
开始欣赏。
Clap their hands with pleasure.
带着快乐，带着愉悦，他们拍起手来。我们刚才听到 Nick 老师的这个。
Yeah.
鼓掌，同学们，鼓掌。好，鼓掌。
Let us keep it always like this, said the littlest one.
最小的那个呀，突然间啊，就觉得说，嘿，让我们让它永远保持这个样子，好不好？又漂亮，又清洁，又干净。Let's keep it always like this.
And the others cried, Yes, yes, that is what we will do.
你看啊，他们就大声的都，其他的都应和出来，就说，同意，同意，我们以后就让这里保持这个样子。
They waited all day for the coming of the king, but he never came.
然后就他们开始等啊等啊，等了一整天啊，等来国王的到来。但是呢 ，he never came. 他国王没来这条路，可能走到别的路去了。
Yeah, only towards sunset.
Towards sunset 就是直到近落日时分，快接近了。
A man.With travel-worn clothes and a kind, tired face, passed along the road and stopped to look over the wall.
好，这里，国王没有来，但是来了另外一个人。Travel-worn, 这里的 travel-worn 整个是做一个 adjective 形容词的词组。
Mm-hmm.
Travel-worn, 什么叫旅游穿破？
Yeah, imagine you travel a lot and you don't have that many clothes, so you wear the same clothes over and over again. And if you are traveling by foot, then yes, those clothes get travel-worn. They get all these holes, they get a bit dirty, they
明白了
are travel-worn.
其实中文也有相似的短语啊，叫风尘仆仆。啊，风尘仆仆，就是你的衣服上各种风啊、尘土啊 ，wind dust 都在你的身上啊，叫 travel worn clothes。
travel worn clothes。
但是他的脸是什么 ？A kind， 非常和善和 tired 疲惫的面容。Passed along the road， passed along 就是沿着这个道路呢走过来了，经过了。
Yeah. Traveled along the side of the road and stopped to look over the wall.
好，然后就开始他停下来了。他从围墙的上方朝这个游乐场看过去了。
What a pleasant place, said the man.
哎呀，他大声地称呼道说，真是一个令人愉快的地方。What a pleasant place. Pleasant place, enjoyable place.
Yeah, what enjoyable to be here. What pleasant, how nice.
How nice.这地方真不错。
May I come in and rest, dear children?
很有礼貌。
Yeah.
Very polite.
Very polite.
Very polite. Ask politely. May I come in? 请问我能进来吗进来休息一会儿。亲爱的孩子们。
The children brought him in gladly.
好，看这句话很好啊。Brought somebody in. 它原型是什么 ?Bring someone in.
Yeah, to bring someone in is to invite someone to enter.
啊 ,invite someone to enter. 注意啊注意老师的 paraphrase 啊。Invite someone to enter. 请他进来是什么怎么请他进来的 ?Gladly.
Yeah, so they were happy to let him in.
哎非常高兴非常快乐。他们没有说 ,Oh, you are a stranger.、
Mm-hmm.
Please stay away from our place.
They quite did the opposite.
他们并没有说哎呦你是个陌生人不要靠近我们这里。他说没问题您进来吧。Brought him in gladly.
And set him on the seat they had made out of an old cask.
Set him 是把他安置哈、
yeah.
安置在 on the seat. Seat 是一个座椅。什么样的座椅呢
?A seat they had made out of an old cask.
Cask 是什么
?A cask is a wooden container that is usually used to store alcoholic beverages like beer in.
哦就以前那个酿酒的那种木桶。
Exactly.
啊叫 old cask.
Yeah.
Old cask. 好了他们就把它安置在呢这样一个他们用旧木桶啊来制作的椅子上面。啊就是你请坐、
yes.
坐在这里。
Exactly. They had covered it with the old red cloak to make it look like a throne.
哦、
yeah.
小孩子们非常的有创意。
And it made a very good one.
They had covered it. Cover something 的意思就是把什么东西给。
Yeah, to make sure that it's concealed. It's covered.
哎 covered.
Something is over it.
就是把它盖起来、mm-hmm. 用什么盖起来呢用老旧的什么
An old cloak
Cloak 是
A cloak is like a coat But it has no sleeves It's like Superman You know He has this red thing Flapping behind him That is a cloak
啊，超人超人大家知道吧、
uh-huh.
超人背上披的那个披风那个斗篷、
mm-hmm.
就叫做 cloak
Or those people who have watched Harry Potter He has an invisible cloak, right?
哦、
oh, so,
还有哈利波特的那个隐形的斗篷
Uh-huh So that's a cloak
所以是一个红色的斗篷、
mm-hmm. And that is usually used for royalty A red cloak
好所以关键词来了 Make it look like 就让它看上去像一个
Throne
Throne 好了 T-H-O N-T-H-R-O-N-E
Yes
Throne 就是王座
Exactly
王座
A throne is a special seat for kings and queens to sit on
他们真的很聪明哈
Yeah
做了一个国王的座位
And it made a very good one
非常气派、
mm-hmm.
这是个非常气派的王座所以他们就把这个陌生人呢请到这个王座上来说您在这儿休息一下
Exactly
好这些孩子们非常的友善
It is our playground They said, we made it pretty for the king, but he did not come, and now we mean to keep it so for ourselves.
That is good, said the man,
because we think pretty and clean is nicer than ugly and dirty, said another.
That is better, said the man,
and for tired people to rest in, said the littlest one.
That is best of all.said the man.
He sat and rested and looked at the children with such kind eyes that they came about him and told him all they knew about the five puppies in the barn and the thrush's nest with four blue eggs and the shore where the gold shells grew. And the man nodded and understood all about it.
It is our playground, they said.We made it pretty for the king, but he did not come, and now we mean to keep it so for ourselves.
好，孩子们就向他解释到说，这里就是我们的游乐场了。It is our playground. 他们很高兴哦。
Yeah, they are very happy because they made their playground so pretty.
哎，他说，那我们为什么要坐这里呢 ？We made it pretty for the king. 我们是为了国王啊，把这里打扮得非常的漂亮 ，make it pretty.你看英文就没有什么打扮就 make something
yeah, to make something pretty、yes.
对 make something pretty
yeah, to beautify
哎，可以啊
but it's more used for people
对 beautify 是多用于人、
mm-hmm.
但把什么东西弄漂亮呢就是 make it pretty 哎呀但是他没来啊 he didn't come now we mean to 就是我们打算我们计划要
Yeah.
Keep it, 就是把它保持成这个样子。
We mean to.
对 ,we plan to, we mean to, keep it. So, 是这样,如此这样。
Yeah. To keep it so, to keep it like this.
重点在后面 ,for ourselves.
Yeah.
是为了我们自己,我们决定要把它保持现在的这个样子。
That is good, said the man.
很好啊,啊,这个男子就说。
Because we think pretty and clean is nicer than ugly and dirty, said another.
大家看这句话哈,这就是我们最初的一种本能的价值观了。孩子们说,因为我们觉得 pretty and clean, 漂亮和干净 is nicer 是个比较级,比什么更好 than 比较级 ,ugly and dirty, 比丑陋和肮脏要更好。
Yeah, I think I agree with it.
I agree too,
said another. That is better, said the man.
好,那个男子,旅行的男子就说,诶,那更好啊。
And for tired people to rest in, said the littlest one.
还是那个最小的那个,你别看他小,他特别懂事儿哈。
Mm-hmm.
他说我们这样呢,尤其是为了那些Tired people to rest in, 让那些疲惫的人们啊能够在这里 rest in, in 这个介词用得很好，就是在这里呢休息休息。
That is the best of all, said the man.
那这就是最好的了，这个男子就说。所以我们看它其实有三个程度，三个程度是不是？
Yes, for sure. One is we made it pretty for the king, but he didn't came, so we...want to keep it like this for ourselves. The other is not clean and pretty is nicer than ugly and dirty. And the third one, it is for tired people to rest in.
对,大家看,其实这就是在说明啊,这个思想的境界和层次啊,一步一步的在变高了。第一步是什么?是我们为了国王把它打扫了干净。但是我们现在发现,国王没来的情况下,我们把它打扫干净了,我们自己依然很愉快。是不是、mm-hmm. 我们要保持这样、mm-hmm. 第二个层次上升了，就是说因为我们觉得呀这干净和漂亮对我们更好。
Yeah, pretty and clean is nicer than ugly and dirty.
然后第三个呢，再上一个层次，就是说其实不仅为了我们自己好，像您这样的疲惫的旅人也可以来这里休息啊，是不是也觉得很舒服呢？你看意境啊。
He sat and restedand looked at the children with such kind eyes that they came about him and told him all they knew.
好,男子就开始一边休息啊,一边就坐着哈。这种休息是很关键的,你知道吧?他其实就是需要 rest and water, 对不对?
Yeah.
然后 look at the children with such kind eyes, 用他那一双和善的眼睛啊,看着孩子们。That they came about him, 又来了。同学们 ,about 是什么意思啊?四处围着。
Yeah, they came towards him and stood around him. They came about him.
孩子们呢就来到了他的跟前儿哈 ,came about.
And told him all they knew.
然后开始七嘴八舌的就开始告诉他他们所知道的一切哈。那孩子的世界里有什么，有没有什么天文地理，对不对，就是身边的这些东西。
Oh, but that's so nice, because children, they know to really be excited about normal things, because they see it for the first time. For example, yeah, they can be so happy with a new car toy that they have never seen before, or, I don't know, just a flower they found andYeah, we are always busy as adults, like doing stuff, and we don't even notice those things anymore, but children notice those things.
孩子的快乐来源一般来说很简单、
mm-hmm.
就是一些平平常常的事物他们没见过的、
exactly.
他们觉得很新鲜，但是对于成年人来说也见过了，早就已经见惯不惊了、
exactly.
对孩子们的快乐来得很本真啊，很纯粹，他们就开始叽叽喳喳的就跟这个人讲说，你看我们这里有
5 puppies in the barn.
Puppies专门指的是小奶狗、小奶狗
yeah, small dogs, baby dogs.
Barn, B-A-R-N, 呢就是谷仓、
mm-hmm.
啊、谷仓里，你看狗妈妈在谷仓里呢生了五只小奶狗。
And the thrush's nest with 4 blue eggs.
你看全是关于大自然的一切、啊、这个叫什么
thrush,
这个 T-H-R-U-S-H 是
That's a bird, a brown bird with some spots in the front. It's a bird you see often in gardens.
这个叫做画眉鸟。
嗯哼，
画眉鸟，看是这个词啊 ，thrush， 它的巢 ，nest 呢，
nest，
有，对，有四个
blue eggs，
有四颗蓝色的蛋。
嗯哼，
为什么它是有蓝色的蛋呢？人就是下蓝色的蛋。
Yeah, it's usually blue. I don't know why, actually, and how. Because they don't really eat blue food or something.
说，哎，是不是很漂亮？说觉得很
漂亮。Very pretty, very pretty.
你知道人类其实非常羡慕和嫉妒啊，很多鸟类身上的那些 beautiful colors，奇怪的颜色，很漂亮的颜色，所以他们喜欢把那些羽毛弄下来装饰自己的身，装作自己的服装上做装饰。
Poor birds, poor birds.
但是真的很漂亮啊！大自然的一些皮毛的颜色是非常漂亮的。
嗯哼，
还有什么
？And the shore where the gold shells grew.
Shore 是海岸吧
？Yeah, 沙滩。
沙滩，蓝天、海岸、沙滩。Where the gold
shells
金色的贝壳
grew
生长的那个海岸。
嗯哼，
所以说它。
So shells don't really grow, right? But shells are made by like.Little organisms that live in a shell, but as a kid, you think shells grow on the beach, right? Just yeah, like you think that carrots they grow in the supermarket, right?
对呀、
啊、，not true, but you assume that.
所以你看，如果有小朋友跟你讲谷仓里的小狗，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
四颗蓝色蛋的画眉鸟巢和金色贝壳的海岸，你是不是会觉得很开心，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
很放松
？Yeah, you
很高兴
you feel very happy then, like if you tell that.And the man nodded and understood all about it.
好，而且这个男子呢是，哎呀，边听边点头哈，嗯嗯，好，可以，不错，表示 understood all about it.
Yeah, he got it.
完全了解，了解，了解，了解你们所说的。
By and by, he asked for a cup of water, and they brought it to him in the best cup with the gold sprigs on it. Then.He thanked the children and rose and went on his way. But before he went, he laid his hand on their heads for a moment, and the touch went warm to their hearts. The children stood by the wall and watched the man as he went slowly along. The sun was setting, and the light fell in long, slanting rays across the road.He looked so tired, said one of the children. But he was so kind, said another. See, said the littlest one, how the sun shines on his hair. It looks like a crown of gold.
By and by, he asked for a cup of water, and they brought it to him.In the best cup.
By and by, 是不是时间的一个词
Yeah, after a short while.
After a short while. 过了一会儿他向孩子们呢要杯水喝 ask for a cup of water. As they brought it to him in the best cup. 孩子们真是热情好客哈、
mm-hmm.
他们给孩子们给他了一个最好的杯子。最好的杯子给他端来了一杯水
With the gold sprigs on it
哇还有金色的什么图钉儿叫 sprig S-P-R-I-G 啊，新单词哦
A sprig is a piece of a branch Like a piece of a longer branch So just to decorate
完全是那个皇家待遇、mm-hmm. 是不是、mm-hmm. 给国王准备的
Then he thanked the children
然后他感谢了孩子们
And rose and went on his way.
然后就站起身来了 Rise 的过去是 rose、
mm-hmm.
And went on his way. Go on one's way. 就是继续走某人的路。因为他是一个 traveler.
Yeah, he's a traveler. He's always on the road.
Traveler is always on the road. 旅行者的任务就是要不停地在路上。所以他要告别了。
But before he went, he laid his hands on their heads for a moment.
哎呀这句话非常的温暖发现了吗、mm-hmm.
Very warm.
啊、在他离开之前呢 lay one's hands, 把某人的手放在哪儿 on their heads for a moment, 把这个手啊放在孩子们的头上啊抚摸了好一阵其实是表达对他们的感谢。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is his way of thanking them.
摸头杀啊。
And the touch went warm to their hearts.
The touch went warm to their hearts. 通过抚摸呢，就把这个温暖啊传递到了孩子们的心里。所以可以说，这个时候孩子们的内心是非常 nice and warm.
Yeah, very nice, very warm. And yeah, they were very happy. The children stood by the wall and watched the man as he went slowly along.
孩子们这个时候就全部站在围墙边上哈 and watched the man, 就看着这个男子 as he went slowly along. Along 是沿着什么什么什么东西。Went slowly along, 是沿着这个道路啊慢慢慢慢地远去了。
The sun was setting.
好表达太阳落正在落山。Sun was setting.
And the light fell in long slanting rays across the road.
哦文艺范儿的写作方式哈老师来解释一下这句话。
The light fell in long slanting rays. Okay, so if somethingis slanting, it's not a full 90 degree. It is actually a diagonal angle. So it's not, like, it's very, like, as if it's, like, very, it's not horizontal, it's not vertical, it's in the between. So it's diagonal.
Oh.
So the light is shining, but you can imagine when the sun sets, then the sun is notdirectly above you and it's not directly in front of you, right? It's somewhere there in between. So the rays, the light rays of the sun, they don't go directly in a horizontal or vertical line either.
好解释了这个词叫 slanting、
mm-hmm.
光是斜光嘛斜着的光啊、yeah. 过来了 fail 是落下来光线就落下来 in long slanting rays 光线是以什么样的方式呢是以 long 长长的斜长的方式 across the road 就是说光线是 照射在他的身上以后呢在路上留下了长长的影子
He looked so tired said one of the children
其中一个孩子就说他看上去啊很疲惫呢
But he was so kind said another
另外一个说可是他看上去很和蔼
See?said the littlest one.
然后最后又是那个最小的男孩说你看
How the sun shines on his hair?
阳光是怎样照在他的头发上的
It looks like a crown of gold.
看起来就像是戴着一顶金色的王冠。最后这句话 crown of gold.
And who wears a crown of gold?
当然只有 king 了国王了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the man, the traveler, can you guess who he was?
那么你们说这个人是谁呢微服私访的国王吗
of course it is the king, but the king in disguise. Why would the king be in disguise, Jing Jing?
嗨呀谁知道呢国王有的时候就是喜欢微服私访。
No, I think the king is a very wise man, because he thinks, okay, people will not be as they usually are if they know that the king is coming, right? They're gonna do all these exaggerated things. They might be more friendly. They might be more, yeah, trying to make a good impression, but not really being real. So I'm gonna disguise as some, like, poor person and see if they still be nice and still are so clean and tidy and, well, friendly to each other.And only then he would know the truth. 好
我们为了形式而做的形式呢往往有些虚假。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
但是你不为形式做的事情呢是你自己本真的流露是吧
Yeah, so why did the king went traveling? He went traveling to just have a tour through his country, right? To see if all his subjects were like happy and behaving as they should. And...Yeah, he wanted to know reality, so that's why he came up with this plan.
是个智慧的君主哈，想了解实情、
Definitely.
所以微服私访。这个故事的寓意呢非常的好，就是说 working together to make positive changes and act kindly to other doesn't require a king at all.
Yeah.
But the warmth in our heart can be as golden as crown.
Yeah, very poetic.
对，这个故事就是说我们应该有一种更好的方式来处理我们和环境的关系。
Mm-hmm.
干净美丽整洁的地方呢不仅让你自己觉得很 nice and comfortable, 你也可以让别人感到很舒服。
Yeah.
一个心里有他人善于为他人着想的人呢都会是一个在人群中善于创造善良和善意的人。 然后你和你也可以和比如说你周围的人你的 family 你的 co-workers 你的 friends 一起来做一些 positive changes 把你们的整个的 environment 心态环境啊和精神环境啊都建设得更加的积极和美好
Exactly, positive changes don't Yeah, actually you don't have to do that for anyone else but yourself Like it is for yourself also a gift You don't need someofficial reason to be tidy and clean and work together, be nice to other people. You can also just do that because it's just very nice to do that.
它的最关键的段落就在那个段落的 7 上面哈，就是说我们就是要为了咱们共同的环境要创造一种和谐包容和美。这个时候你就是在善待自己善待他人。你可以让美在你的心中生发。而这种美好愉悦呢不仅会滋养你的内心也会 nurturing 你自己的外境。
Yeah, I mean, I notice it myself. If I have a busy week or if I'm a bit chaotic in my head, that happens a lot, then my room is often also chaos.And then if I come home, I feel stressed and I don't know what to do and I get moody. And I usually am not so moody, right? But then if I clean up, I feel so much better. And like it really affects my mood. I'm like a happier person and I like to be at home, like to receive other people, which makes me also a nicer friend, right?
你看是不是这样子你把自己的环境打扫干净了你自己也很舒服
yeah.
别人也会觉得很舒服
Exactly. So this fairy tale wants to tell us that likeYeah, you don't need any reason to be clean and tidy, but outside yourself, basically.
Make your environment a better place.
Yeah.
好，感谢大家收听今天的美文故事，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
I look at you all, see the love.